Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Verdicts on financial aid are being delayed into next month for millions of college applicants. I'm David Brancaccio. Students and parents waiting to hear if they can pay for college have run into a new frustrating hurdle. Many will have to wait longer until March to get the calculation on financial aid. The Department of Education needs extra time to fix an inflation calculation error in the new financial aid application, the FAFSA. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, the delay is stressing out everyone involved in getting people into college.
In a normal year, prospective college students would already be getting some financial aid offers from schools. But without the FAFSA data, schools can't calculate those offers. Jennifer Jesse is a college admissions consultant in the D.C. area.
The offer letter tells the truth for the first time.
The truth about what the actual price tag for each college will be. And the most recent delay means counselors will have at least a month less than they expected to go over what's a loan, what's a grant, what's a scholarship.
Money comes in a lot of different form from colleges that can be difficult to understand at 17.
Alex Rigney is a college counselor at a technology magnate high school in New York City. He says the FAFSA delays may prompt some students to decide not to go to college at all this year.
It's a delicate dance to begin with, so I think any additional barriers is only going to make that more challenging.
Some professional associations of higher ed officials are calling for colleges to extend their enrollment deadlines. That would give schools more time to send those financial aid offers and students more time to digest them. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
No surprise, but the Federal Reserve left interest rates alone at the conclusion of their meetings yesterday. If data show inflation staying under control between now and the next meetings, March 19th and 20th, policymakers might start lowering interest rates then, but Jerome Powell, Fed chair, was not encouraging on this point.
I don't think it's likely that the committee will reach a level of confidence by the time of the March meeting to identify March as the time to do that. But that's to be seen.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
On this first day of Black History Month, let's hear about a powerful but not widely known figure in the civil rights movement. Special correspondent Lee Hawkins has this profile of a man who worked behind the scenes with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and so many others on the economic side of the movement.
Behind every great leader, there are often unsung heroes. In this case, Black American entrepreneur Arthur George Gaston, also known as A.G. Gaston. He mostly shunned the spotlight and wasn't one to march or deliver speeches at rallies, but the Alabama native and grandson of slaves wrote plenty of checks. While King was a social activist, A.G. Gaston was an economic activist. He spent more than 70 years investing millions of dollars into the civil rights movement and Black America.
Find a need and fill it.
His granddaughter, Rochelle Gaston Malone, says his business strategy was rooted in the fact that Jim Crow era businesses, just about every sector, used segregationist practices and policies that didn't accommodate Blacks or weren't fair or equitable. A.G. Gaston capitalized on the opportunity to form businesses that treated Blacks with the dignity they deserved, combining altruism with capitalism, guided by another simple mantra.
A part of all you earn is yours to keep. My grandfather truly understood that it was important for us as African Americans to earn a living for our families.
He built a diversified company in Birmingham that included insurance, real estate, a motel, and construction, among other divisions. In 1957, he founded the Citizens Federal Savings and Loan Association, the first Black-owned bank in Birmingham. He used his profits and his business acumen to quietly promote social justice.
He wasn't on the forefront, you know, marching or on the front lines in that capacity. But he understood that there needed to be someone who could serve as a liaison between those powers that be who made the decisions as to help provide the outcomes that we as African-American people were searching to receive through the marches and through all of the demonstrations.
But even as he created jobs, provided accommodations, and made insurance-generated wealth within reach for generations of Black American families, he was criticized by some in the Black community who believed he was too close to people in the white power structure and took the fact that he was never at marches preaching through a bullhorn to mean he wasn't committed to the movement. Some also criticized him for bailing protesters out of jail, thinking it undermined their efforts. Reverend Joseph Lowry, a longtime civil rights activist with King and president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, defended Gaston, saying, quote, "Everyone has a role to play. His role was a supportive role. Some people have to beat the drum while others marched." A.G. Gaston died in 1996 at 103 years old. For Rochelle Gaston Malone, the ultimate way to honor her grandfather would be to immortalize his name in the district that housed some of the businesses, churches, and community buildings that relied on Gaston for early funding. His family has been working to get a street named after him, and also a park that sits amongst the financial hub Gaston created. A legacy for the man who planted the trees of Black economic success in Birmingham. I'm Lee Hawkins for Marketplace.
Lee Hawkins has a podcast in development for our APM Studios branch called What Happened in Alabama. It launches in May and is based on his forthcoming book, Nobody's Slave, How Uncovering My Family's History Set Me Free. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.